Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Well, I've just been informed we still have Cougs tickets to give away, so let's give them away. All right. At exactly 9:10, we're going to give away two tickets to the Cougs. Taking on Texas Tech, two undefeated teams vying for greatness this Saturday night, 6 o'clock, TDECU Stadium. Let's go. It's fun. It's going to be a great atmosphere. We do not want Texas Tech to have any kind of an advantage on the TDECU field. So go. If you're a Coug fan, call at exactly 910-713-780-3776, giving away a pair of tickets. But if you want to buy tickets, if you don't win them, uhcougars.com/tickets or 713-GO-COUGS. Get your tickets today. Be out there. What's the weather supposed to be like Saturday? Nice?
I don't know. I'll look it up. I'm not sure.
I'm hoping. A beautiful night. And let's go. Let's beat them Red Raiders.
No rain in the forecast.
No rain?
No rain for that for the next couple days here.
Good. All right, so Saturday night, that's going to be fun. Let's fill up TDECU Stadium and beat some Red Raider ass. How about that?
Tough game. 11.5-point underdogs.
Yeah.
Is that disrespectful? I can tell you this. We'll find out if Texas Tech is for real, for real. They come in and wipe out Houston in Houston. This is not a walkover game. It shouldn't be a walkover game.
No.
They had a good quarterback. They got some talent. I get that Tech should be favored. Feels like it should be more like 6 or 7.
The last thing we've seen from both teams, 11 is about the right. About right. They looked terrible against Oregon State.
Well, that's true, yeah.
They looked really terrible. But they came away with the win. That's nice. And you know what? They came up huge at the end, and they won the football game. And they were clutch. But, man, it was ugly for a while. That game was hard to watch for a while. So, let's go, Cougs. Show up. Show out. Let's go. And fans, show up and show out. Wear your blue. You're going to be wearing blue. Okay?
Are you allowed to wear red?
Yeah.
I would think you can wear red, too. Yeah. Most people are not going to have the Columbia blue stuff. Some people will. But we don't want to be Texas Tech red. What do you think the split? Just out of curiosity, split 40% Red Raiders. I mean, there's a lot of Red Raiders here too, and there's a chance to drive, not take a very far drive to go see their team. Their team's undefeated. There's gonna be a lot of Red Raider fans there.
Absolutely.
Well, looking forward to that one. Thoughts on Max Fried getting pulled? He had 3 walks at 6 strikeouts, had done a great job.
102 pitches?
Only 102 pitches. Garrett Crochet went, what, almost 120? The Red Sox were like, no, we're here to win this game. This is a series that we plan on winning. It's a short series, so we need to win, so every game matters. Aaron Boone taking Max Fried out at 102. This isn't a regular season game, Boone. Do you realize that this is loser go home?
Yeah.
What's he doing?
Somebody tweeted, Aaron Boone saving Max Fried for the next March round. For his next April start.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? I mean, Crochet was still in there throwing.
Yeah. You got to win that game.
Now his bullpen has been very up and down all year long, but of course he defended himself. Does anyone do less with more than Aaron Boone?
Well,
I mean, honestly, what do they have to show for it? With all these great players that they've had, what do they have to show for it?
That's why I feel bad for him. He's just over there looking. I mean,
what have they done?
No. I don't know.
I don't think anyone's ever done less with more talent ever than Aaron Boone. And he continues to keep his job. I mean, you know that they had.
Can you say that?
You know
about,
that they had Juan Soto, and you know they had Juan Soto and Aaron Judge at the same time, right?
Yeah.
For a season, you know they had that team. They actually had those guys for a season and couldn't win a.
Yeah, and I heard that Aaron Boone wasn't going to have that protection anymore, so he wasn't going to be as good. Except he was
better.
Yeah,
except that's all I see is he does the same thing all the time. Yeah, right. It doesn't really matter.
Right.
Now, you know, they did get to the World Series with Boone and Soto. Yeah. They lost, Soto and Judge, they lost 4-1. But I just think no one does less with more than Aaron Boone. I mean, they always disappoint. They didn't even win their division. They spend so much money. They've got the best fans in the world, big media rights deal. They got this, they got that. They got a modern-day Babe Ruth, and they still have been wildly underperforming relative to Astro standards.
Yeah. Well, you could make that argument about Dave Roberts as well.
Yeah, you can make that argument.
Although he did win it last year, so
he's won twice.
But he got to play the Yankees in the World Series.
Yeah, but he's won a World Series twice if you count bubble World Series, which I don't personally count bubble championships at all.
No, it's all L.A.
L.A. You get nothing with bubbles.
The only titles LA can win is in a bubble.
Short season.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, terrible.
Didn't they win a title last year?
Yeah, but that, who cares? They got to play the Yankees.
Rams win a Super Bowl?
The Yankees got, yeah.
Yeah, but they're more St. Louis' team.
Probably in
a bubble.
That wasn't a bubble.
They're more St. Louis' team.
It was right around then.
They were an LA team first.
No, but in theory.
No, in reality. What are you talking about?
No.
The Rams didn't win it in a bubble. The Dodgers didn't win it in a bubble.
Okay, what
last year
did the Rams win it?
21.
When the stadium right went, after the stadium, right after
yeah,
COVID.
But it wasn't in a bubble.
And people still had COVID at the
and
time.
And those people get COVID today. And the stadium was full. It wasn't like the Bucks where they had
to. Yeah, but people were sneezing on each other.
I'm pointing out that LA has won two titles without the bubble in the last 5 years.
Who cares?
Yeah,
we're talking about how
Wait a
crappy
minute.
Aaron Boone.
You blame my show and the rest of the shows for being a haven of lies, and you're lying, and you don't want to be corrected.
No, we're not lying so much as we're lying. Skipping over some of the facts.
Oh, okay.
Stuff that you don't know.
No, I know. Hence, I told you.
You don't know.
No, I do. I remember Aaron Donald wrecking the Bengals last play. That wasn't in a bubble.
Yeah. Yeah, Joe. Poor Joe.
Ah, poor guy.
Aaron Boone.
Can't stay on the field anymore. Poor Joe.
I really don't like Aaron Boone.
You like Aaron Donald?
I like Aaron Donald,
You better not say anything about Aaron Donald.
No, Aaron Donald, he can curl his wife. You see that?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Unbelievable. You can't curl your wife.
He and J.J. Watt. Sometimes I wonder if J.J. Watt, and now we're just full ADD, but sometimes I wonder if J.J. Watt is going to be remembered. It's going to be remembered the way he should. I mean, there's a lot of Mike Trout and J.J. Watt similarities. They started off when they were in their prime, complete dominance, the likes that no one could touch.
J.J. won playoff games. Trout never did.
That's the only difference. Trout won three MVPs. J.J. was Defensive Player of the Year three times. You can't win an MVP.
Who was it recently?
It's very like go look.
He
at
He should
their
have
careers.
Won the MVP, not the Defensive Player of the Year.
Right, he should have. But go look at their careers; they're eerily similar, except the baseball careers last longer. And then once Trout got hurt, it was never really the same. He'd flash. Same thing with J.J. J.J. had some good seasons, but he was never that J.J. Watt. It really was after that groin injury. Remember the groin injury? He ran the Wattcat or whatever. And I think he was already a little bit hurt. And once J.J. got hurt, he never really made it back to the same level of dominance. And I would make the argument for Mike Trout also. But when they were in their pure prime, pretty much untouchable. No one in the league could touch them. J.J. Watt was an untouchable force. And I worry that because Aaron Donald came in and frankly played as well as J.J. Watt, maybe better. You know, I don't know. No one played better than J.J. Watt's 12 season. I don't know that there's ever been a defensive season ever as dominant as that for a player. The tackles for losses, the sacks, the hurries, the batted passes, the forced fumbles. Like, J.J. Watt had a season in 2012, I think it was 12, that was one for the ages. It should go down as one of the most historic seasons in the history of professional football. But Aaron Donald won a Super Bowl. And J.J. Now, J.J. did intercept a pass and go for a touchdown. Did Aaron Donald do that in a playoff game?
Well, J.J. did that against the Bengals, right? And Aaron Donald has a career-defining play against the Bengals in the Super Bowl.
See? Same thing.
Well.
But he also had
same.
A loss in the ugliest Super Bowl in the history of the sport.
Well, that had nothing to do with him. What did his unit do? Give up 10 points or 13, whatever they gave up to the—
Jared Goff was off.
Yeah, that's a Jared Goff joint and a McVay getting pants by Belichick and Flores joint. The Patriots, that Patriot team,
Tom Brady, that game was
scored like 13 points.
That was the worst.
It was the worst game I have
ever.
It was maybe worse than the Texans versus Jaguar game.
Or the first three quarters of Texans-Titans.
Or the first three quarters of Texans-Titans. It was on par with that.
Yeah.
And that was a Super Bowl game. Bad Bunny wouldn't have even played there. He'd have been like, I'm not Bad Bunny. He's not playing.
Dell, we got a winner?
We do. We have a winner for the Cougs tickets.
All right,
and if you missed out, I got tickets to give away on my show.
Oh, what?
In fact, my show is the one show on the entire station giving away tickets throughout the week.
Wow.
Monday through Friday, we're giving away tickets. Wow. So if you missed out on this show, I know it'll be tough for you, but from 10 to 12, you got another shot. You got to sit through the show, but you got a shot.
You got to sip through the show? Is that's yeah, just before, a ringing endorsement?
I got it
show.
In before you did, okay? That's all.
I did. Sometimes, I was going to say, make sure you listen to Dell's great show.
Sometimes you got to preempt stuff, much like Eminem in 8 Mile. You preempt the guy on the other side before he rips you, so it takes
Mom
out all
spaghetti.
The impact. Yeah. So, right. And also got something special for you movie watchers as well. I was told by Courtney. We got something to give away for you guys. So if you like movies.
Why don't we have something to give
because
away?
Because
you know what? He takes it all for
I
his
know, that's
show.
That's what he does.
No,
you know what? Courtney said, hey, Del, give this to John and Lance. And he was like, no.
No, she didn't.
I'm taking it for my
because
show.
Because my show devotes a segment to TV and movies every week. So she.
Well, we do it all the time.
We talked about Good Times earlier.
Yeah, but that's impromptu. And I actually brought that up as well.
I mean, it was several decades ago.
So she knows my show does that sort of thing. So if you are looking to see the newest iteration of Tron and you want to go see that movie, I'm going to give you a chance to go see it.
We don't.
I'm not talking about you two for other people.
Don't call, guys. Teach him a lesson.
That's why it's not my lesson. It's free. Either you want it or you don't. I don't care.
I'm out on Tron anyway. No one cares. No, give away on your stupid
that's
show.
Why we're not giving it away on your show.
Because I don't care.
You're a bad partner. That's why.
All right. What about Zadik? They're great partners.
Zadik is a great partner. And Zadik wants to give back. And that's why they're having this great event coming up. It actually starts on Friday. It starts on Friday. So I want to mention that Watchtoberfest. It's an Oktoberfest theme, obviously, and they're going to have some bites, some light bites there that are Oktoberfest themed. I don't know what it's going to be. I would imagine, you know, we're going to have some type of brat or some type of meat like that that's going to be served. I don't know. I can't speak to it. I just know that it's going to be there. I also know that they're going to have craft beer, specialty coffee. They're going to have supercar showcase, including McLarens, Lamborghinis are going to be there, thanks to the Indigo Auto Group, and a pet adoption with Katie's Foster Fam. And that's what Zadik Jewelers wants to do. They want to turn it into an event. They want to make sure that the event is going to be something that is memorable on all fronts. So you've got so many things going on there. And oh, then I mentioned they've got the best watches that they're going to unveil. More than 25 of the world's most prestigious watch brands are going to feature collections all under one roof. So you got this whole big party atmosphere going on Friday and especially Saturday morning starting at 10 a.m. But on top of it all, the luxury watch brands are going to blow you away, whether you're looking to buy, sell, trade, or you're simply, you know, want to go there for the event and just check it out and have fun and window browse. All comers are welcome. 1801 Post Oak Boulevard. Make sure you get to my friends over at Zadig Jewelers. For more details, go to Zadig.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776 is the number. 713-780-3776. We got a couple of callers on the line. Chris is here. What's up, Chris?
Hey, guys. I was watching that Dodgers-Reds game last night, and you guys have talked a lot about how Espada's job should be safe and all the injuries he dealt with. And I thought to myself as I was watching the game, I'm like, man, the Reds have always, like, sucked. How are they here? And then they panned over, and Francona's their coach from the Indians. And it made me think, like, and John, maybe you can't speak to this. I don't want Jimmy to get upset with you. But, Lance, have you guys thought about, like, maybe some older managers? I don't want to say, like, a retread, but maybe somebody that we might want to see here. I know football is, like, the young up-and-coming offensive coordinators. But in baseball, it almost seems the opposite. Like, the older guys that have this kind of, like, swag to them can resurrect some of these teams. When you think about Francona and some of the other guys that have gone to the place, Mike Socia was a name back in the day. But you guys thought about any names that might be like.
John can answer this. Jim Crane's not going to be mad about us discussing coaches.
We've already talked about this morning, that Bruce Bochy would be. I wouldn't mind at all Bruce Bochy being.
Yeah, I don't think age matters as much in baseball. Like in football, everyone wants to find the young 30-something-year-old guy. And it's a lot of times it's a huge mistake because you're not really working off meritocracy. You're working on hope that you're finding the next Sean McVay or whatever the case may be. With baseball, it's 162 games. Dusty Baker, say whatever you want about how Dusty did this or Dusty did that. Dusty won a World Series. Dusty's been to a ton of World Series. He's been to a ton of playoffs. He won a ton of games. And he was an old manager. Dusty was in his 70s when he was here. He was, what, 70 when he took over the Astros? 70, 71 when he took over the Astros? I don't have any problem with older managers. I don't think any older manager would have done a whole lot more with this team. Like, what would you have done? What is there to do? You're playing Zach. You're going to be playing Zach Strong or what was his name? The shortstop?
Yep.
I can't even remember his name. Zach Short. You're going to be playing Zach Short. You're going to be, you know, working with Cam Smith on a rookie deal. You were going to have Guillerme before he got hurt. Jason Alexander. You're the same guys are going to. But I don't know that a veteran manager would have done anything different.
No. Actually, Joe did a good job. Joe did a really
now,
good job.
Now, Joe had Kyle
way,
Tucker.
By the way, the Reds got in at 2 games over .500. The Astros were 12 games over .500, tied for with Detroit but lost on tiebreakers. I mean, of course, their payroll isn't the Astros' payroll. I get it. But the National League – is, you know, if the Astros were in the National League, they would have been in, and you'd be praising Joe's vibes.
Early 2000 Rockets vibes.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
right.
The Reds did all the backing their way in, thanks to the Mets.
Yes. Yes, the Mets gave it to them. Mets lost to the Marlins. They did that for them. They did it for them, okay? So that you know, hey, listen, Tito's a great manager. Great manager. He's been fantastic. But, you know, I'm all for it. I would love to have Tito as the Astros manager or Bruce Bochy or whatever. Jimmy's not going to be mad at me, Chris. He's always got to take a stupid shot. He's always got to take a stupid shot.
What do you mean?
I thought you guys had worked out your differences.
First of all, Jimmy will be mad at you. He's worried that you won't be able to golf anymore. And you haven't golfed at his place for a long time.
No,
is that true?
I can't. Jim Crane doesn't. It's got nothing to do with me golfing.
Did you hear from the Astros before when you were saying lies about Carlos Correa? Yes or no?
Wow.
when you were telling lies about Carlos Correa,
they interpreted it different than I did.
Mm.
Yeah.
Who was right?
I was right. Even Click called me and he was like, I don't know why I'm calling you.
Oh, gee, I wonder who told him to say that.
Yeah. He goes, no, Jim wanted me to call you, so I'm calling you. I really don't care about this.
Did he really say that?
Yeah.
And that's why
he got fired.
That's why he got fired.
Lack
he didn't
of
take
care
it
what the owner was
yeah,
wanted
he didn't take
to
it seriously. Yeah. He should have been gone. I mean, yeah. He won a World Series. Sure, big deal. He put together a bullpen that was the best ever
whatever.
In the postseason.
Would you dismiss the owner's feelings about things?
I don't even care.
Get out of here.
This is dumb.
Beat it.
I got a call. This is dumb.
Yeah, it was dumb.
Look, they're going to check the logs. So I got to prove that I actually did call you, but look, I don't care about this.
There's his number on my log.
Yeah, see, I did have a conversation with John. Let's hang on for a little bit just so they think your conversation was had. He probably asked you about what you're watching on Netflix. Then he clicked and we're gone.
Yeah. We didn't talk about Netflix per se. Have you guys seen this Hogdale? Did you see this kid that does the play-by-play of the Red Sox games?
I have not.
I haven't seen Hogdale.
Well, you can't play it because he does the play-by-play watching the game in his basement. He's in his basement doing it.
Which is illegal.
He is. I'll put it on there, Dally. Maybe you can clean it up. But he's actually, I would much rather watch him. Listen to his play-by-play than any other play-by-play.
Listen, that is the future, by the way.
Yeah.
The future is going to be the Manning Cast concept. It's going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. It will never be the biggest mainstream, but it's going to really siphon young people like my kids and even younger than my kids. They're used to watching people comment on things. They comment on streams. They comment on that. They watch it, and they'll watch the stream. They listen to the commentary, and they think it's funny. There's no reason that this same age group is not going to eventually start consuming sports like that with people who are in their 20s, influencers who they think are funny and to watch. Now, the problem is to make money, you have to be – like the NFL would have to hire, or Major League Baseball would have to allow someone to broadcast.
Yeah, I'm listening to this. What part of this, with me bleeping it all, is going to make it entertaining? Like, watching him and listening to it without the bleeps is cool, but at the very end, he's like, S my, What? How's that coming
from? Wait, what?
Well, there's a cleaner one I'll get to you.
He's calling the Chapman final out after John, we talked about how they are bases loaded and know how he gets out of it. And he goes, Chapman gets out of it, bleep my bleep and bleep.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He bleeped his bleep?
Bleep his bleep.
S the D.
But he said, bleep my...
Wait, and he's a Red Sox fan?
Yes.
He was an excite.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He was like, bleep my bleep and bleep. I was like, all right, man. None of that can really get on. And all the thing would be bleep, 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 bleep for 25 seconds. At least this clip. Maybe you got a different
one. I've got another one when... Massa comes in and gets the base hit. I'll send it to you. You're right, Lance. I would absolutely, if I was a kid, I'd rather watch this than Joe Buck.
Yeah, they're not going to care about Joe. They're not going to care about any old.
So what we're looking at from him, like he doesn't have the broadcast up on the screen. It's just him and the score, and he's got like a box. Like a score box on there where you can see the results. So I guess you would just pull up your television, watch the actual game itself on mute, and then watch him too. Is that how this would work for him?
Yes, you would. Yeah, you would put this up, and you got to have a TV too.
Yeah,
right. It wouldn't be legal for him to be.
No, he doesn't have the game up like in a smaller box or anything. Yeah, no. It's just the score and what's going on.
He ought not be. This ought not be legal either.
Because even with the YouTube stuff, it's for a lot of the stream is live, but a lot of the guys who make money showing their reactions to things, they're watching like an NFL account.
Those reaction videos
of the condensed version of the game. So they'll have the YouTube NFL account, let's say Texans versus Titans in the bottom corner, and they're in their picture in picture, and they're the big face on it, and they'll react to what they're seeing. I don't know. Why would I watch? I know. I guess he's entertaining, but I got to flip back and forth between him and the live game.
No, you got to have another TV.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know if this particular way of doing it would work. Because he's entertaining, sure, but I actually want to watch the game too.
Well, let's take a break and see if you can clean it up. Let's talk a little taquerias.
Yeah, taquerias and andas. That's what I'm talking about right there. Street tacos. Ooh, man, I'm getting hungry right now. I actually would eat breakfast tacos right now. I probably would get two. I love their chorizo and egg. Really delicious. They have great chorizo tacos. But the other one I would get is I'm actually in the mood for potato, bacon, egg, and cheese. I'm going to throw the potato in there, just a little something extra, make it filling. I'd probably get two breakfast tacos. And go, I'd probably get three if I wanted to do it for lunch. You know, breakfast for lunch, that's a thing. And I don't mind doing that with breakfast, good, delicious breakfast tacos. But it's also not bad to post up and make it a very hearty breakfast with the skillet potatoes and some refried beans and the bacon. Oh, my gosh. I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. And that's just breakfast. I haven't even gotten to lunch. If you're looking for street tacos, if you're looking for enchiladas, you're looking for carne guisada, you're looking for whatever your al pastor, whatever your favorites are, I promise you they are going to have it at Taqueria Sarandas. Locations all over the city of Houston. Go to the website, taqueriasarandas.com, and you can find one of the locations nearest you. But a variety of locations and food for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And it's going to fill you up without breaking your wallet and breaking your bank account. They are very reasonably priced. And I think you're going to love the authentic flavor of Taqueria Sarandas.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So you were able to clean that up. Let's hear. This is the kid. His name is Hogdale, I guess, doing play-by-play in his basement of the Yankees-Red Sox game. Big Red Sox fan. And he says a lot of bad words, but apparently there weren't. I mean, you couldn't. You had to bleep out everything in the game winner. Here's Bregman getting the big hit in the ninth inning.
Swung on, lifted by Bregman, left field. That's a fair ball. Going to be extra bases. Easily will bring the run home. Bregman over to second. An RBI double gives us an insurance run. And the Sox, they lead 3-1. Super pen, baby. The super pen is at it again. The super pen, best in the world.
Do the Yankees fans talk about how great their bullpen is, or something? He's saying super pen, like.
Well, he's a Red Sox fan.
No, I know, but he got the hit off the super pen. So,
I don't know. I didn't know if that was later on where he was referring to his own.
So, do the Yankees have a bullpen that's highly regarded, at least by Yankee fans? Because that seemed very sarcastic. And because I guess he's interacting with Yankee fans all the
time.
Yeah,
I think it is. Super pin.
Super pin at it again, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Time for the super pin.
Well, yeah. Luke, he was terrible.
Good oh, no, no, no. He's a Boston fan. No, super pin must be Boston's.
But they got the hit off the Yankees bullpen.
They got to the Yankees.
So I feel like he's – because if I know a fan, that sounds like him being sarcastic after hearing all year about how great the Yankees bullpen is. If I'm reading it to Hogdale, which John has me doing now. Thanks, yeah. John.
We are officially entering into super pen. No, no, no. Here's Hogdale. We call every Pats and Sox. I don't know. I can't tell. I just ran into this kid's – wow, is this him?
You haven't seen him?
Holy look, crap. Look,
whatever you think of the broadcast.
He looks like Andy Milonakis.
Sort of. Whatever you think of what he's actually saying, the visual is part of the juice here.
I know. That's what I love about him. That's what I you know what? Yeah, I don't even have to watch the game. I don't even have to watch the game. I just got to watch him. It's better than the game. What are we reading into A.J. Brown? Well, if you're not, he posted this. He posted
a diva wide receiver.
This. Yeah. After the game, he posted this. If you're not welcomed, not listened to, quietly withdraw. Mm-hmm. Don't make a scene, shrug your shoulders, and be on your way. This after he had another, Jalen Hurts was 0-for-8 in the second half. He had two catches for 7 yards. And And listen, he had 9 targets, but none of the passes were close. Of course, he wasn't open either, though. Jalen was forcing stuff to him when he wasn't open, and it just was like, holy. But Jalen was way off, and I can't blame him for being way off because he wasn't open.
What about what he posted suggests he's not making a big deal about it, despite the words he used?
Right, don't make a scene.
Yeah.
But on Football Night in America, I forget who it was. Maybe it was I forget who it was. Goes by saying don't make a scene, by doing what you're doing, you're making a scene.
Yeah, but don't make a scene. He's not making a scene. And Sirianni says Brown's desire is to remain with the Eagles. He said according to his head coach.
Are you though? Yeah, I don't know. Listen, the Eagles' offense has been under fire. They just win every game.
Didn't he have a reaction during the Super Bowl, which made people think, wait a minute, you're in the middle of blowing this team out.
Is that when he was reading his book?
No, that was earlier in the season.
That was last year.
Earlier in that Super Bowl season. But he apparently, people caught it on the game broadcast where he didn't look thrilled because he wasn't a big contributor during the game.
He's a wide receiver one. They're all pains in the ass. Not all. But he's a known.
Not ours.
No, not ours. But he's a known pain in the ass diva. He was at Tennessee. There's a reason they had to get rid of him. There's a reason that you don't get rid of number one quarterbacks. The only number one players who you get rid of are pains in the ass. Micah Parsons. Because they're too good. Like, A.J. Brown's a really good player, but for the amount of money you have to pay them, they're getting to be too much hassle. And that's why guys move on. Tennessee moved off of A.J. Brown. Tyreek Hill, they moved off of Tyreek Hill. Devontae Adams, the Packers moved off Devontae Adams. There's only so much that you can put up with. And wide receivers are so extra, especially A.J. Brown. You just want a Super Bowl, and you're having to deal with A.J. Brown. Like, I could see them trying to get A.J. Brown out of there at some point. I really could see that. But I don't know that they have enough firepower at wide receiver right now. No, I don't want A.J. Brown on the Texans. I know that's the first thing people would say. But I wouldn't mind it. But I think he'd go to the Chiefs.
Oh, yeah. He was seen reading a book during the Super Bowl titled Inner Excellence. He did catch a touchdown. But people were looking at him. And, hey, what do you mean? What is going on here, man?
He addressed it. It was no big deal. But the thing is, he's a problem because he's a wide receiver. He's not getting the ball. He's not happy. That's kind of – Troy Aikman talked about it on broadcast. He said, I've dealt with that before. And and then Joe Buck said, you want to tell us who you're talking about?
Nope,
I sure don't.
I sure don't.
Everyone knew it. Michael Irvin. He goes, pretty much every wide receiver ever.
That's true. Who's on hold, Dell? Sean. Let's get him in here. Hey, Sean.
How's it going, guys?
Good.
Yeah, so going back to the Aaron Boone, because like you said, he has all this world class talent at hitting and pitching, but they still can't get the job done. Would you go as far to say he's the most overrated manager in the MLB today? And also, we got to stop discrediting these bubble rings. I mean, were the circumstances different? Yes, but every player had to play in the same conditions, and it's in the record book, so it still counts.
Was it the same? The bubble stuff.
It wasn't.
First of all, the Major League Baseball season was a tiny shred of the length.
Can we
of the
be
season.
Honest here?
What
about this?
What
the Astros had fought back from 3-0 down and won the AL Championship Series and then won the World Series. We wouldn't be having this conversation.
I would say it doesn't count.
No, you wouldn't. Stop it.
That's because I'm an honest person.
We can all be honest. It's because of the team who won, and if you want to throw shade on them, I get it, but can we be honest with ourselves?
I'm being honest. If we won that, and I'd be the first one out there saying, I don't count this one, guys.
No, you are not the personality type to do that.
Sorry, guys. This one doesn't count.
Not a chance.
You would say zero chance.
No chance. We can rip the format and say it wasn't a real season, but it's all a lot has to do with the Dodgers winning.
Yeah, but not all worlds. Well, for me personally, That was a season the Astros had a losing record.
But they had won it.
Justin Verlander ripped up his arm. I'd have thought it was a nice – I'd claim it, but in my heart I would know like
– And if someone from the outside
– In my heart, what I would know in my heart, I'd be true to my heart.
No,
and I would
you're
say,
not.
In real life, I don't have
Cut
any
it
respect
out.
For this.
Cut it out. No, that's
I would
not
use
who you
it.
Are.
I would weaponize a championship. Yeah.
Weaponize it, sure. huh? Interesting.
Against other people, yeah. I'd weaponize
you
it,
would,
sure.
You, we wouldn't be having the conversation about...
I would say the same thing.
Don't believe you either. But don't we wouldn't be having the conversation we had earlier this week about how, hey, is it a little frustrating that the God. Astros only won two instead of three... If they had won the third and it was the Bubble World
He's
Series?
He's doing it again, John. He's trying to extend this segment. Don't let him.
No, I just want
to get to a break. I see what you're doing now. It's already 47,
and
you're trying to extend.
So you keep blaming me for that. I don't even have to try. You guys
He made you go to like 10-10 yesterday, John.
I didn't make him do anything.
You left.
Yeah, because my job's done. I don't go until... Let's break it here, guys. 9:47. Del Show's coming up Brighton right on time at 10 o'clock. So
like
let's make sure we can get out of here.
Power,
what would you like for
like
us
it.
To talk about now, Del?
Allstate.
Allstate Window Society? Good. I'll talk about Allstate Window Society because I got a limited time before my show is, and John's show is over. And Del starts telling his lies. But right now, I'll tell you nothing but truths. Allstate Windows and Siding. This is a great chance for you to get windows that are made in Texas. They're not cheaply made windows from China, and which there are a lot of those on the market. And on first glance, you think, oh, this is a good window, too. I paid a lot less for it. And then you start to get the easy cracks in their double pane, quote-unquote double pane windows. And you start to have windows that fog up because of the, you know, because of the cracks. And then you have, it takes the humidity into from one level to the next. You don't have that with windows that are made here in Texas. They're made specifically for hurricane strength winds. They're made specifically to withstand hail storms. They're specifically made for our extreme weather. And so what they're able to do is not just protect your home against the elements. They protect your home against the bad guys and glass breakage. They are there to lower your energy bills by as much as a 40% discount. There's a lot going on that can really help make your home so much better. And you have no payments and no interest for 12 full months when you use Allstate Windows and Siding. So great product, no interest payments for a full year. Pay it as you go. And by the way, you get a huge discount when you get 10 windows or more. Mention that you heard about it from ESPN 97.5, you get an even bigger discount. And one on top of that, if you are a veteran or if you are a senior citizen. So they're all available for you at allstatewindowsandsiding.com. Go to the website, fill out the form, and get them out to your home to give you an estimate within the next few days. allstatewindowsandsiding.com.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
All right. According to a report, get this. Toronto Raptor Grady Dick is now listed at 6'8 after growing 2 inches
say it.
This
oh
offseason.
Oh, my God.
Okay. What should the headline be, Dell?
Toronto Raptor sharpshooter Grady Dick grew.
Nope. You are. You just lost.
What? I used the whole sentence. I used his whole name,
though.
You
still lost. You lost John's game.
I didn't.
You fell right into his trap.
What?
Do you guys think it's unusual that a 21, about to be 22-year-old.
Your Honor, order in the court.
Grew 2 inches.
Order in the court.
Well, Wimby continues to grow. There's a picture of him standing next to a reporter during his rookie year media day in year three, and she comes up lower on his chest than she did in year one.
Grady's a grower. What do you want to say?
I've seen him on the court, not much of a shower.
No, he's more of a grower. That's not. We let him. He just. There's nothing we could do with this, honestly. We'd had to comment on it. There was nothing. John just walked us right into a trap.
Ooh,
it was a trap we couldn't avoid it.
Oh, when the Raptors come to town, can Craig Ackerman set up Ryan Holland so he has to apologize again? Grady Dick's really grown over the course of the offseason.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And Ryan Hollins is like,
what did Ryan say?
I forgot what he said.
He's all in his face.
No,
something
he said
like
something
that,
hit in the
he?
Face. He said hit in the face, I think.
Yeah. Hit him in the face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He said Grady Dick hit him in the face, but he didn't use Grady.
I'm just saying what happened. And he wasn't even doing it like me or John would do it.
No.
He was actually trying to be a professional.
He just said it. That's all.
He He was trying to be a pro. He's like, come on, guys. Right. Grow up. This is a last name. You've got to say his last name.
Well, who was more professional than me when I said, you know, they're blowing Reggie Bush?
In the middle of the second quarter, the Rockets are up by 15. I hope Ackerman, to fill time, is like, you know what? Hey, Ryan, Grady really grew over the offseason. In fact, 2 inches. And Ryan's like, what? Grady Dick has grown?
Mm.
And then he'll have to apologize again.
That'd be great. Let's set up Ryan Hollins.
Sean's back here saying he could avoid everything by going, yeah, I've seen advertisements for that.
Oh, no. Hey, Sean's a problem.
We got him on our air.
Yeah. I hear him quite a bit.
Will the word girth be used at all?
No.
Well, on our air, sure.
It is on our air.
Do you have another thing?
Well, how about
what
this?
If he put on muscle, as Sean said? What if Grady Dick puts on muscle?
Then he's, you know, his girth is growing.
Jeez.
He's girthier. Newly discovered ancient mummies don't share DNA with modern humans. Are these mummies aliens? Or did they just have... How come they don't have our DNA?
I remember that show, Ancient Aliens. And the pyramids were involved at one point. I hope so. I hope we can draw the conclusions from this report that aliens did exist. And that's how the pyramids were built.
Yeah. I hope so, too.
Other than, you know, all that slave labor they used to get them done.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was true.
Yeah. You know, I'm telling you, I just think that we had aliens back then, and now we're just proving it. And now there are aliens amongst us right now. I don't think Mapes is an alien per se, but he's in and out a lot.
You think he's going back to his home planet?
That's why he's not around. You don't know. You don't know where Mapes is when he takes off.
Well, there's been a lot of apartment moving, I think, at times over the last couple of days. So I think that might be it. But you think maybe he's taking a trip home.
He's got to take the whole day off to move?
I don't know if he has to, but he preferred to.
Yeah, I guess. Okay. Or he could be going to his home planet. We don't know. You don't know.
I don't know. The only mode of transportation I've seen is a Jeep. I don't know how he's getting back. He's a Jeep guy. I don't know how he's getting back to whatever planet you think he's from.
Well, they have great hair.
What if every planet
wherever he's from?
What if the planet he's from? They all look like Cam Rising, different variations of Cam Rising.
Okay,
Cam Rising.
That's it. That's the Mapes planet, right? Maybe he's from the planet Mapes,
or the planet Rising,
or the planet Rising. You don't know. You don't know.
They were both at Texas at the same time.
You're running into his trap again, John.
It's not a trap.
He just keeps adding extra stuff to make you just keep saying you don't know.
He likes
this
to say
is what
you
he
don't
does.
Know.
He just says, "What if he was an alien, John?
How many more stories do you,
you
have,
don't
John?
Know? You don't know. That's well, it. John, what about? See, oh, too bad, Dell.
I don't care. I'm here for 5 hours, no matter what. Whatever my show starts, it starts.
Listen, how sad he sounds.
No, man. I'm not sad. We got stuff to get to. The good stuff. The stuff I saved.
Mm-hmm. The good stuff. That's as what he opposed to this.
No,
stuff.
That's what he told Melissa. So I'm just going to go with it. Randomly, he just drops. Oh, still doesn't do stuff for our show. He saves it for his. I did. Truth. In fact, if you missed out, we've got Cougar tickets. We've got Tron Ares tickets to give away. And because people didn't really get what time to call in for Greek Fest, we got Greek Fest tickets from this show on that show. So if you want something to win, the Del Olalea show is where you get it.
Right there. Right here. Next, right here
by
at
Lance.
ESPN 97.5.
Bye, Dell. Good luck getting to your show on time for once ever.
Yeah. That's usually your fault.
ESPN 97.5.
Bye, Ben.